people, this talks about the day of Pentecost. No, anybody ever heard about the day of Pentecost? Yeah, like I said, if you've been in the church for a while, you've heard about the day of Pentecost. Yes, 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 yes. And in verse 1 it says, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. It says they were all together in one place. It's kind of like a Sunday morning. Or getting close to a Sunday afternoon. We're all together. How many say we're all together? And we're in one place, and guess what? Guess what? We're in the place of what? God. This is God's house. This is where we come to worship Him. This is where we come to praise Him. This is where we come to give Him what? Hallelujah, the highest praise. So back then, even back then, it said that it was on the day of Pentecost. Now, the thing about the day of Pentecost was a feast. And Pentecost was a feast that was held 50 days after the first fruit. So they have given, listen to what I'm saying, first fruit, they have given God what God expected them to give them, the first fruit. They've given God their first fruit. They've given God a part of what God has given them. They're giving back to God a part of what God has given to them. So this is 50 days after that. So then my thought process today is when God speaks. Uh-huh. Anybody in here had God, you can attest that God has spoken to you. Yes, sir. Is anybody in here have heard the voice of God? Have anybody in here has heard the murmuring of God? Has anybody in here has heard the fear of God? So today we're going to talk about when God speaks. They said they was all together in one, and they said, suddenly a noise came from heaven. It sounded like a strong wind blowing. Its noise filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw something that looked like a flame of fire. How many would like to see a flame of fire? Like to see God come in your life like a flame of fire? Would you like to see that? Would you like to see God appearing in your life like a flame of fire? Yeah. They say they saw something that looked like a flame of fire. Flame was separated and standing over every person in the house that had been anointed by God. In Pentecost, on the day of Pentecost, everyone that was in the room, we don't know how many was there, but we know there was people there from all over. They was locked in the room. They was in the room together. And God showed himself as a flame of fire, and it was hovering over each person. It was just floating around above God, above the people, recognizing that the Holy Spirit was in the place. How many know? How many accept the fact that the Holy Spirit is in here today? Can anybody feel Him? Do you feel anointing in the air? See, that can only happen if you allow it to happen. See, folks can look. Folks can be in church and a whole lot going on and feel nothing. Oh, hallelujah. He could be in church, people running around, bumping their heads up against the wall, people falling all out, drooling, crying, but people can sit there and wondering what's going on with them. I don't feel nothing, though. You know why you don't feel anything? Because you have not yielded to the Holy Spirit. When you come in the presence of God, you shouldn't be able to just sit still. That fire should make you want to move some kind of way. Somebody, y'all ain't getting me today. How can you come into, first of all, you said your Holy Ghost filled. So if your Holy Ghost filled, how can you come into the presence of the Holy Ghost and just sit on your hands? You got to see some kind of tingling that got to be going on. You might not show it, but something should be going on. But I'm telling you what, if you let loose and let Him go after a while, if you let loose and let Him go, you can't sit there very long without wanting to raise your hand. But see, we are people who want to raise your hand and won't. That's right. We are people who want to run around the room but won't. We are people who wants to clap but sit there and won't. Hallelujah. I always wonder about that. Hallelujah. So it says that the flame was separate because there were separate people. There were different people. And it said it stood over each one person, that each person that was there. They was all filled with the Holy Ghost. Is anybody in here can attest that you are filled with the Holy Ghost? Do I have a Holy Ghost filled person in here? Did I have anybody in here that's Holy Ghost filled? Can I get a couple of Holy Ghost filled people in here that act a little crazy? Hallelujah. He said they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. They began to speak different languages. The Holy Spirit was giving them the power to do this. How they was acting. They was acting on the presence of the Holy Ghost. They allowed the Holy Ghost to use them. And they was acting. They was moving. They was moving with the Holy Ghost. They were not only moving with the Holy Ghost, but they were saying what they was hearing the Holy Ghost saying. They was speaking what the Holy Ghost was telling them to say. You know, somebody was speaking one language, or some person somebody was speaking, because there was people there from all countries and all walks. There was people there all speaking different type of languages, talking in different type of language. And they said they was all there speaking. And they said there was some whole godly Jews in Jerusalem at this time, some godly. Some people who let God use them godly. Some people who didn't mind running around the room when God touched them. Some godly. Some people who didn't mind getting up, standing up off of their feet and letting God know they was in the house. They said some godly people. Some people who did not feel like, who did not mind running around. They said some people. But they said they were from every country in the world. Everywhere. People was gathering from that day, on that day of Pentecost, and they was everywhere. A large crowd came together because they heard the noise. See, you got to be making so much noise. Look, we got to be making so much noise in here. Look, folks, we got to be making so much noise in here that these chairs start to get filling up. You know, I was on the way here, I tell the first lady, they must be making some noise across the way over there because they ain't got enough pocket space. They over there parking all in the aisle, parking all behind each other. So that's telling me they must be making some noise over there because apparently folks are going over to see what's going on. It says a loud crowd came together because they heard the noise. They were surprised because as the apostle was speaking, everyone heard in their own language. They were speaking from the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost was using them to talk. The Holy Ghost was using them to say what God wanted the people to say. And everybody there was in different tongues, but they could each one heard what the Spirit had to say in their own tongue. God met them. See, what I want you to get today, that God will meet you where you're at. Yes, he will. They were all amazed at this. They did not understand how the apostle could do this. They said, look, these men we heard speaking are from Galilee. They should be speaking another language. They should be saying something that I shouldn't understand. They should be talking in a way, and I should be wondering what they're trying to say to me. I should be scratching my head when they speak a word. I should be wondering what they're trying to say. But the Holy Ghost connected them together. The Holy Ghost tied everything into one, the Holy Ghost touched their lips so that when they was talking, God caught every person exactly where they was at. God caught every person exactly what they need. God caught every person in their situation and spoke to it. They came just because they heard some noise. They came just because they heard somebody excited. They came just because they heard some folks that was acting crazy. If you were driving down the street, tell me, you might not like it, but if you ever been in the gas station and somebody drive up and they noise, the music so loud, and the music so loud you can't help but hear it. You might not like the music, but still you look over there and see what these crazy folks do. Why they playing this music so loud? Yes, sir. That's right. They're playing it so loud because they're excited. They are excited about what they're hearing. And for some reason, I don't know why, because I don't want to hear their stuff. But for some reason, they want everybody else to hear it too. Hallelujah. That's why they playing it so loud. They want to share what they're excited about. And see, what God wants you to do is share your excitement about Him. That is what He wants us to do today. So when God speaks, you got to understand, when God speaks, something happens. See, let me tell you right now, most of the time, we hear God speaking to us something down inside of us. We wait for God to tell us something. We even listen, we say, God, speak to me. God, tell me what you want me to do. God, tell me when you want me to do it. God, tell me how you want me to do it. And then we wait to hear something down inside of us. We wait to hear a whisper. We wait to hear a word. But let me tell you right now that sometimes God uses somebody who allowed God to use them to come speak to us about what it is God wants us to do. But because we are so used to trying to hear God say it to us, because we are so used to trying to hear God listen, speaking in our ear, sometimes when God uses somebody else, we don't want to hear what they got to say. Sometimes when God speaks through another person and say, you know, God wants you to do this. You know, God wants you to go there. You know, God wants you to act this way. You know, God wants you to go ahead and do this and do that. You know, God has healed you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. You know, God has worked it out. Sometimes God used the words of other people. And let me tell you right now, this is what I want you to know. This is what I want you to hear. When God speaks to you, no matter how God speaks to you, you got to be willing to yield to what it is that God is telling you. If He tells you in your own ear, if He tells you by somebody else, if a dog walked up to you and barked, and for some reason you can hear the words of that dog barking.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ever heard a goat?
Yes.
And we got a couple of goats at our house. They're goats, right? And them things are crying, are talking to what? And it sounds like they said, Mom, Mom. If you listen hard enough, it sounds like they're calling their mother. You know, their mother is somewhere else, and the neighbors got them tied up all by themselves. Two of them got two little babies over there, and they got the mother somewhere, and the mother usually is not with them when they're out there tied up all by themselves. So they walking up and down. They got them tied up, so they got this strain, that scratch, and they're walking up and down there, and they're eating on the scratch. And because they missed their mother, they be soon as somebody walks up, you hear them saying, they saying, Mama. Sound like they said, Mama, where you at? Come and see about me. Sometimes we got to say, what? God, where you at? Somebody said, God, where you at? Come see about me. sometimes we got to say that God. Somebody, God. See, you got to say, you got to not be afraid of to let the world say, God, where you at? Come and see about me. And see, sometimes when you do that, guess what? Somebody will just pop up out of nowhere and just say, oh, God, he loves you. God cares about you. God has heard your voice. God has heard your voice. I was reading about you. I was reading the book of Job all over again yesterday. And I was reading about how in the beginning, how the word talks about that the angels visit God. And it said that Lucifer met God with the rest of the angels. Y'all know that story? It says that the angels went up there to have a meeting with God, and Lucifer decided he wanted to meet with the other angels. And God saw Lucifer and asked him, what are you doing? He said, what are you doing, Lucifer? And Lucifer said, I am walking along the earth here and there. And then God asked the question, have you ever thought about my son Job? And Lucifer, yeah, he had thought about him. Yeah, he had, because he was paying attention to him. He said, yeah. But I can't do nothing to him because you got him protected. You got your shield around him. I can't touch him. I can't mess with him. You got him protected too much. And he used to say, if you take your hand off of him, I bet he'll curse you. But God said, go ahead, give him a try. See, we got to not be afraid of the adversary coming at us, messing with us. We got to say, give it a try. Yeah. If you know that you know that you know that you know that God has got your back, yeah, you got to say, give it a try. So he said, you can do whatever you want, but don't touch his body. That's what he told him in the beginning. Don't touch his body. So he went down there and he took everything. He killed the sons and his daughter. He stole all of his cattle. He stole all of his sheep. He stole everything he had. He killed off his servant. He left just enough that he didn't go back. Every time he killed, he left one servant alive so they can go back and tell Job what happened. And by the time one told Job, another came back and told him something. Job got bad news all day that day. See, so when we get bad news, you got to shake that thing off. So the angels met with God again. And Lucifer was in the presence again. And God asked the question again. Have you thought about my son Job? And he said, yeah, but you know that Job still know that you got his back. Even though I took everything he owned, Job know that you still got it back. Because see, Job know that God could give it all back to him as long as he was still in good with God. Lucifer said, let me, he said, flesh to flesh. He said, let me touch his flesh. Let me touch him. And he said, I guarantee if I touch him, if I do something to him, he's going to curse you in your face. And so God said, I'm going to get to my point. God says, go ahead, do anything except for touch his, do anything except for take his life. Because God knew that long as he woke Job up every morning, you got to know that as long as God wakes you up every morning, as long as God gets you out of your bed every morning, whatever situation you in, God can fix that situation up. As long as Job got up in the morning, he said, you can do what you want, but as long as Job get up, I can put him back where he was. He said, you can do anything, but you can't take his life. You can't. God said, God may let the adversary come in, but he ain't gonna let him take your life. If God ain't finished with you, he ain't gonna let the adversary take your life. He might take your money. He might take relationship. He might take your time. He might take whatever, but he won't let him take your life. Hallelujah. Somebody just say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So
Lucifer touched Job. He had boils from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. He was so sick. He looked so bad. He got so skinny that his three friends came to visit him and could not recognize who he was. The word said that Job looked so bad that his three longtime friends couldn't recognize him. And they came, was supposed to have been supporting him, but they came in, and the whole time they was there, all they were talking about, Job, you must have did something wrong for God to do all this to you. They supposed to have been encouraging. You know what I'm talking about. Your friends supposed to encourage you. They were supposed to have been encouraging him, but all they want to do is say, Job, you must have did. And they got so bad that Job started saying, I wish I was never born. He said, I wish that the day I was born had been blacked out. I wish my mother never let me come out of her womb. I wish I would have died before I came out. Job got so discouraged. Job got so beat down. Job got so sick. After his wife said, why don't you curse God and just die? Job had nobody. He had nobody, so he got so down and out that he wished that he had never died. So Job started trying to put it all on God. Job started talking about, God, you let this happen. God, you did this. So God spoke to Job. And just to bring this thing out to one, God started speaking to Job, and God tried to, why, how? God said, answer this question for me, Job. He said, I want you to answer this one question. Answer this question for me. Where were you when I formed the skies? Where were you when I opened up and put the stars of the, where were you when I put the moon under, where were you when I told the ocean, the mighty ocean, to only come up to a certain distance and stop? Yes. You trying to act like you innocent? He said, yo, you trying to act like you innocent? He said, it doesn't matter how bad you look. It doesn't matter how sick you look. It doesn't matter how much I let something touch you. You ain't innocent. Because I am almighty, and I do what I do, and I allow what I allow. He said, where were you? Where were you? How can you come at me with this? How can you say, why did this happen? How can you say, why did you let this happen? Job at one point said, I always worship you. I always serve you. I never, Job, and God has said, hey, don't be coming bringing this innocent stuff to me. Don't be, I'm the Almighty. See, where were you when I talked to the animals and talked to the ground, and the ground came forth with plants? And where were you when I read in between that, and I heard God say, where were you when I gave you your sons and your daughter? Where was it when I gave you all those cattle? Where was it when I gave you all those servants? Where was it when I made you the richest man on the east? Where were you? Oh yeah, you think just because you got a little something going on right now, you forget who you talking to. All you got, he said, and basically they said, all you got to do, Job, is just let me come in. Be willing to listen to my voice, to hear my voice, to hear what I'm saying. See, Job got to realize, Job just didn't understand that when Lucifer put his hand, when Lucifer killed all of his children, God was talking. When Lucifer took all of his sheep, God was talking. When Lucifer took away all his servants, God was talking. Even when Job's wife started talking, Job said, what's wrong with you, crazy person? You sound like a crazy person on the street. God was talking. Because see, this is how God was talking. God was telling Job, I believe in you so much. Hallelujah. In every action, God was speaking, every action that God does in your life, good and bad, God is speaking. When God lets some things come at you, God is saying, I know you. And I know you can handle it. Because as my word says, I won't put more on you than you can handle. So whatever it is, we got to know that God is always talking. When God speaks, God speaks in everything, every aspect of our life. Understand, God speaks in every aspect. The good, the bad, the ugly, God speaks in every aspect of our life and who we are. So when he speaks, listen. When you don't like it, listen. When you can't deal with it, listen. When you think it's too hard, listen. When it's not going your way, listen. When it is going your way, listen. When you don't want to hear it, listen. When you feel like you don't want to hear it, listen. When you feel too sick to hear it, listen what God is saying. Even when you're sick in your body, God is talking to you. He said, can you feel these pains? You're still alive. Storms don't last always. Sunshine is coming in the morning. Come on, rest on your feet. Put your hand together and rest on your feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you right now for these your people.